Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Hey, what are some ways that you can save the planet? Do you ever think about that? You know, when I was in high school, one of my classes had us doing community service. We went out into the neighborhood and picked up trash. And we didn't know how much trash there was until we realized that we had picked up at least 20 or 30 big garbage bags full. So it's very important not to litter and make sure that you recycle the things that you should. Well, the name of our lesson today is, should you carry your cup? We're going to learn about what exactly that means, because of course there are many different types of cups that you can carry. However, we'll discuss the importance of being practical as well as efficient. And what do those words mean? There's only one way to find out. Let's begin.
Should you carry your cup?
Think about all the disposable cups you would save. If everyone used their own cup, there would be a lot less garbage.
But is it practical to carry around your own cup?
Sure. You simply have to make it a habit.
What about cleaning the cup? Don't you waste a lot of water when washing it?
That depends on how much water you use. So, be efficient.
It also takes more energy to make a reusable cup.
It does, but after a number of uses, the reusable cup earns its keep.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 practical 这个形容词。Practical 在这里是指实际的、实用的。例如 ,The book offers practical advice on staying young and healthy. 这本书提供如何保持年轻、健康、实际可行的建议。Practical 也指务实的或实在的。例如 ,Kelly is very practical about her catering business. She wants to start with wedding banquets for relatives and friends.Kelly 对于自己的外汇事业的想法很实际，她想要从亲戚朋友的婚宴开始做起。继续我们看的是 earn one's keep 这个成语。earn one's keep 在这里是指值得投资时间或者是值回票价的。例如 German cars might cost more, but they earn their keep when it comes to durability and performance. 德国汽车可能比较昂贵，但是就耐用以及功能而言是很划算的。Earn one's keep 也指挣钱维持生活。例如 ,because Charlie's parents couldn't support him, he started to earn his keep in high school. 因为 Charlie 的父母亲没有办法给他经济援助，他从高中就开始挣钱维持生计。
Rebecca, did you notice what kind of cup I'm carrying today?
A paper cup. You're carrying a paper cup.Gabe, did you not learn from our lesson yesterday that you shouldn't be carrying paper cups around?
I know, and that was because our lesson says that people recycle these cups, but you can't really recycle them because they're lined with plastic. But I just want you to know, I have been carrying this paper cup everywhere with me for the last 3 years. So I use this cup to go to coffee shops and get coffee and other drinks. See?I'm carrying my own cup around. It just happens to be a paper cup.
Seriously?
Why not?
I'm shocked right now. You've been carrying the same paper cup around for 3 years.
Exactly.
And that... you wash it?
Sure, you have to wash it. Or maybe I'll ask the coffee shop to wash it for me. It's great. So, Rebecca, I do carry my own cup around. So I am, in a way, like Maggie from our lesson.
Oh my goodness, Gabe. I'm sure that cup is very dirty and it probably should be thrown away. And no, please don't offer me a sip because I don't want a sip. Anyway, all I can say is we need to get into our lesson. Maggie and Sunny have lots of things to tell us.
Right. Ooh, maybe I should wash that cup more often. Well, Maggie says, think about all the disposable cups you would save. If everyone used their own cup, there would be a lot less garbage. That's why I'm using my own cup.
But she's not talking about using your own paper cup. I'm just imagining your paper cup right now and how it probably has soap stuck in it, because you really can't get a paper cup that clean.
Okay, maybe you're right, Rebecca. But mm-hmm. We should continue this conversation in our lesson. Sunny says, but is it practical to carry around your own cup? I think it is.
Yes, I do too. Maggie says, sure, you simply have to make it a habit.
Whoa,
what?
That's a good phrase.
You bet it is.
That's right, friends. We want to talk about this phrase, to make something a habit. Everybody has habits. Those are the things that we do without even thinking about it sometimes, okay? It's to do something intentionally very often so that you get used to doing it.
For example, you should make it a habit to make your bed every morning before you leave the house. That's what my mom always said.
Yeah, and of course you should make it a habit to brush your teeth a couple of times a day as well.
Oh, right. And you should make it a habit to wash your dishes. There's nothing more annoying to use a dish and then leave it in the sink, use another dish, leave it in the sink.
Yeah.
Before you know it, there are a lot of dishes.
I know. A lot of people in college, that's something that annoyed them, is when their roommates would use a dish and then never wash it. They would use all these dishes and never wash the dishes. So friends, before you go to university and you are a roommate with somebody that you don't know or you're trying to get to know, make that a habit to wash your dishes now.
Absolutely. And of course, you should make it a habit to smile every day. It will make you feel better. Well, continuing on, Maggie, of course, argues that you should make it a habit to carry your own cup around. And Sonny is a little concerned. He says, what about cleaning the cup? Don't you waste a lot of water when washing it?
I'm not sure that he's really concerned about the water. I think it sounds like he's just trying to make excuses right now. But Maggie does have a good response. That depends on how much water you use, so be efficient. Now let's talk about that word efficient, okay? This is producing something with as little energy or waste as possible.
And when I hear this word efficient, I often think about time. If you're efficient with your time, you will be able to get everything done that you need to get done by the end of the day.
And if you know somebody who is efficient a lot of, like, most of the time, and they make a habit of being efficient, you could call that person an efficient person. But right now it's time for us to continue with Sunny's line. It also takes more energy to make a reusable cup. I agree, which is why I just reuse this paper cup all the time.
For 3 years, but it's probably dirty because you really can't clean a paper cup.
Yeah, I can still taste that coffee from 3 years ago. That's pretty good.
That's so disgusting. Well, anyway, Maggie says it does, meaning that it does take more energy to make a reusable cup. But after a number of uses, the reusable cup earns its keep.
Now, earlier you learned from Michelle what it means to earn something's keep. But here let's take a look at a phrase, a number of something. That's not just one number, like one or two. Okay, when you see the phrase a number, it means many or several or more than just a few.
For example, let's say that you bought a pair of pants. And you could say, wow, these pair of pants are such good quality that even after a number of uses, they still look brand new.
Mm-hmm. Well, our lesson is talking about things that you might use when you go to a coffee shop or a restaurant, right? Have you ever noticed the signs on the windows of restaurants? Let's learn about that in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today we'd like to talk about an English mistake that we often see in Asia, or to be more precise, in restaurants, coffee shops, and other stores in Asia.
That's right. The mistake is found on a sign that's usually hung on the front door of the store. On one side of the sign, it says, open. And on the other side, it says...
Close.
Close, but no cigar. So what should the sign say? Closed. C-L-O-S-E-D. Closed is an adjective that means shut or not open for business.
Without that final D, close might be seen as an adjective, meaning nearby, as in the restaurant is close, not very far from here.
And that's not the meaning the restaurant owner wants to convey on the sign. Also, notice the pronunciation. Without the D, close is very short, with an S sound at the end. Close. But the word closed, with a D at the end, is stretched longer, with a Z sound. Closed.
很多店家会在大门上挂一个双面的牌子，一面写着 open, 营业中，它的反面呢写着 close, 休息中，但这是个错误的英文。正确的字应该是 open 和 closed, C-L-O-S-E-D。两个字都用形容词才对。open 这个字其实同时具有形容词和动词的词性，因此它没有问题。但 close 若是当形容词，是指近距离的、亲密的，它并没有关闭的这个意思，所以必须用过去分词，也就是在原形的动词后面加上 d 变成 closed 才能够当作形容词休息中的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次文章见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
That coffee is good. You know, when I go to a coffee shop, I have to admit, I usually order without my own cup. I usually order and then get the drink in a disposable cup. But that's what our lesson is about today. Should you carry your own cup around? Is that really practical? Well, you could make it a habit, but I think some people will always just be stuck in their own ways.
Should you carry your cup?
They all seem to be made of metal.
Not all. Shops sell many different kinds. You can easily find one that you like or one that matches your personality.
But don't coffee shops have a responsibility to be more environmentally friendly too?
Yes, they are trying to find products that can be recycled. They can also give a larger discount to customers who use their own cups.
You've made some good points. From now on, I'll think more about what type of cup I use.
OK， 接下来我们看 personality 这个名词。personality 在这里是指性格或个性。例如 ,Natalie has a very warm and loving personality。Natalie 的个性很温暖又关心人。personality 也指强烈的个性。例如 ,Brenda's got quite a personality. Her charisma draws people to her. Brenda 是一个非常有个性的人。她的个人魅力吸引人亲近她。personality 也可以指名人、名流或者是风云人物。例如 ,many sports personalities attended the event. 许多体坛的名人都出席了这个活动。最后我们看的是 environmentally friendly 这个形容词。environmental friendly 是指与环境有关的。所以加在一起 ,environmentally friendly 是指对环境无害的或者是环保的。也可以说成 eco-friendly, ECO。例如 ,the house was built with environmentally friendly materials.这个房子是用环保的材料盖的，或者是 the company specializes in developing environmentally friendly products. 这家公司专门研发环保的产品。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Seriously. Now I have to say, I agree with Sonny here.
Mm-hmm.
He says they all seem to be made of metal. All right. It seems like he is running out of arguments, though, because Maggie has a good response. There are many different kinds of cups, right? Rebecca, do you prefer a metal cup or a ceramic cup or a plastic cup when you're using a reusable cup?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I noticed that the metal cups keep my drink hot longer.
Yeah.
But if I have a cold drink, I prefer maybe ceramic or glass. My preference is definitely glass, but you have to be careful. Glass might break if you drop it.
Right. Well, there are pros and cons to different kinds of cups, right? Maybe Sunny doesn't just want a metal reusable cup. But Maggie says not all of these cups are made of metal. Shops sell many different kinds. You can easily find one that you like or one that matches your personality. And that's the fun that people have when they're making cups, is that there are so many different kinds of people out there. What is the kind of cup that will match your personality, the cup that's perfect for you?
Well, you know something, Gabe? I know that you really like drums.
Yeah?
You might find a cup out there, a reusable cup, that has drums all over it. I bet that would fit your personality.
Exactly. That's a great idea. And if you're out there and you make paper or you make reusable cups, make a cup with drums on the side just for me.
Yes. Well, we got to continue with Sunny. Sunny says, but don't coffee shops have a responsibility to be more environmentally friendly too?
Huh. Environmentally friendly. That's a big phrase. Environmentally friendly. You know, if you're trying to encourage somebody to be environmentally friendly, you might just use the phrase, go green. That is a phrase you use when you want to encourage somebody to go green or be environmentally friendly.
Hey, well, I'm wearing green today. I think that I have just gone green.
Oh, good job, Rebecca. Does that mean I went red and black?
Yeah, because you're not wearing green.
Right.
Well, anyway, yes, I am wearing green today, but it's a little bit, means something a little bit different, right? Well, here's another example as to how you can use the phrase go green. McGreen's tea shop has gone green. So right now, you cannot actually buy tea to go anymore. You have to stay in the restaurant to drink your tea using one of the glass cups.
Interesting. Very good. There are so many different ways that you can be environmentally friendly, or at least try to do that. And maybe you need to change some habits. And I think that's Maggie's point, okay? She says, yes, they are trying to find products that can be recycled. They can also give a larger discount to customers who use their own cups. And that sounds like if you use a reusable cup, there are perks to that, or benefits. And that's a word that doesn't appear in our lesson, the word perk, but we would like to talk about it. It's short for the word perquisite, but most people just use the word perk.
Perk. I really like that perk. I really like the word perk. And here's a way that you can use this word. There are a lot of perks to arriving at church early. First, you get a really good seat. And secondly, there are donuts.
Well, that depends on what church you go to. But, of course, if you arrive early, then you also get a good parking spot. That's another perk.
Yeah, see, there are a lot of perks.
That's right. So, friends, think of another way to use that word, perk. Well, Sunny's last line is, you've made some good points. From now on, I'll think more about what type of cup I use. From now on is a phrase that means starting now until forever in the future.
It's really, really, really cold at church. From now on, I must remember to bring a sweater whenever I go to church.
All right. Well, friends, right now it is time for something different. It's time for the SC Challenge.
Oh, yes. Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And look who's here. It's Hazel.
Hi, everybody.
Hazel, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling okay.
Are you ready for a challenge?
I'll tell you after the challenge if I was ready or not.
Got it. Well, today's lesson is about whether or not you should carry your own cup.
Oh, yeah.
And do you carry your own cup around?
I sure do. Usually.
Really?
but sometimes I forget.
Oh, yeah, I forget sometimes, too. Well, anyway, I have three questions. Friends, see if you can answer the questions as well. Number one, what is one advantage to carrying your own cup around? A, it makes less garbage. B, it is cleaner. C, it is more practical. Or D, it is faster.
Well,
according to the lesson,
according to the lesson, it's probably A, it saves on garbage and trash.
That is correct.
Yay.
Good job,
I know my
Hazel.
Cup isn't cleaner.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two. So in our lesson, there's a character by the name of Sunny, right? How does Sunny feel about reusable cups? A, he thinks that they use too much water to clean. He thinks that it takes more energy to make. Or C, they are all made of metal. Or D, all of the above.
Well, is it all of the above?
That's correct.
Oh, great.
Great job. Whew,
that was close.
You're doing pretty
okay.
Well. 2 points so far. Last question. What are coffee shops trying to do? A, make money. Only make money. B, use products that can be recycled. C, encourage people to drink coffee. Or D, sell as much tea as possible.
Well, a few of those sound okay, but I think it's B.
Use products that can be recycled?
I think that's a good idea.
Well, I think that you are correct.
Yay!
Good job, Hazel. 3 points for you.
I love it. I guess I was ready.
Yes, you were ready.
Yay.
Well, thank you for joining us. Friends, thank you for joining us as well. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye. Don't forget your cup.
That's right.
Rebecca, are you sure you're wearing enough? You just mentioned that you feel kind of cold.
Well, I get cold in church, yeah.
Hey, how would you like to go somewhere freezing this winter?
Like where?
Like maybe Geneva.
You mean Geneva, Switzerland?
Exactly.
Hey, you can count me in. I'd love to go.
All right, we're going to learn about what you can do in Geneva during the winter next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Don't forget to join us. Bye-bye.
A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.